Okay, so Jen, we're going to talk about media and technology, like phones and music, things like that. So the first one is, how addicted are you to your phone? Like, how long can you go without using your phone?
Oh, that's a difficult question. Because I would say I'm very addicted to my phone because I keep on checking it every 5 minutes. Like I feel like without my phone my head doesn't like my brain stops working, you know? Yeah.
Wow.
So I would say like the maximum I can stay without it would be 1 or 2 hours.
You've got to be kidding me.
I mean, if you asked me in the past, yeah, I could like stay without it for a while, but nowadays, like I don't even own a watch, so that would be like, you know, my time as
Right.
well. So I have to keep checking it. What
Wow.
about you?
We are polar opposites. Actually, I am so bad about not using my phone, and it's a smartphone. Actually, I have two. I have an Android Galaxy and I have an iPhone. I set them down and forget where they are and go like days without actually checking them sometimes. And I'll go to work and somebody will be like, "Are you mad at me?" I'm trying to reach you and you won't. And I'm like, "No, I'm not mad at you. Why?" And I'm like, "Oh, I haven't even checked my phone in like 2 days." So
That sounds so crazy to me because I could never go without my phone without 2 days, like for 2 days.
yeah, well, one, there's a couple of things. One, it's old school, right? And two, I get all my information on the internet on a PC. So I'm working, so I get everything on the internet, like Facebook, news, stuff like that. The computer, like you said, tells the time. So I actually forget about my phone.
Okay, then I think if I have a PC, then I would also forget my phone.
Right.
Yeah.
But your generation, you're like, it's all in your hand, right?
Yeah, that's right, because it's more convenient.
Have you heard the term second brain?
No.
Yeah, somebody at some teacher conference was saying that phones are students' second brain. So they use it. It's like, you hold it and you have two brains, one in your hand and one in your head.
I would agree.
Yeah, well,
Yeah.
it's weird. So how about music? Like, how addicted are you to music? Do you have to have music playing all the time?
Not all the time, but then I would have to listen to music once, at least once a day, because you know it just refreshes your mind and you can just relieve your from your stress through music. But it depends upon what kind of music you have. What about you? Like, do you like listening to music?
No, I do, but I'm not a music aficionado, and I always listen to the same 10 songs. I think a lot of older people, we kind of get in that rut where I listen honestly to music. And I'm from the 80s, right? So I'm 48, I'm almost 50. So I love music from the 70s and 80s, and that's all I listen to.
That's understandable. Actually, I also have a lot of old songs, but like I just don't listen. It's not like I just keep on listening to those music. I actually keep on adding more music, more songs to it so that my playlist is like, you know, is updated every now and then. And I think if you have good music, you will actually be addicted to it. Maybe you don't have good music at all.
No, the music from the 80s is good. Okay, so what about like TV? Do you watch TV every day?
Not so much because lately I've been so busy at school, so I cannot really. Yeah, I don't watch much TV. But during weekends, yeah, I do like to watch new movies or different series.
What about, are you one of those people that will stay up till 2, 3, 4 in the morning just watching YouTube videos?
Not YouTube videos, but yes, if I'm addicted to some series, then I would just binge watch and I mean watch them till 5 in the morning.
Yeah, like what shows do you watch?
Shows. Recently I've been watching Suits. It's a new series and it's really good. You should try it too.
Okay, oh, I'll have to check it out. Thanks.
You're welcome, Todd.